Thanks, guys. Welcome to the kimchi open mic. It's totally different from the one you just saw in that it's more fermented, it's late at night, and it'll make you shit funny if you stay too long. My sister just got back from a mission trip. If you don't know what that is, a mission trip is when Americans go to third world countries to get new profile pictures.
Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Otterbuck. With me, a huge guest, Hans Kim.
Thank you for
having
me.
He's taking over the Austin comedy scene overnight.
I'm just carving out a space for me.
This is Highway Diary, episode 307. I think I definitely met you at Romo, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I saw you at the Creek in the Cave, and I saw you at Anderson Mill Pub, and I also was very happy to go to Zilker Park one day, even though I got lost. There was a lot of beautiful women sunbathing in the park as I'm getting lost in Zilker Park.
It's a beautiful place to
get lost.
Whoa.
And there's like cars parked on both sides of this road.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden you see a booty and it's like you can't hit the cars.
Towards it.
Right.
So even though you want to.
Have you had that problem in Zilker Park before?
I've had a lot of... I like to stare at women.
Do you have this problem? Do they catch you?
I get rubbernecky sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I gotta stop myself because it's not a good mental space to be in.
But
it's also rude.
I did point out that you're a genius for having a mic right in front of the sexy volleyball girls. So you can, you know, pretend to be doing comedy, but really in the background... Our sexy volleyball girl. Was that your decision?
At it. No, I mean, it's like the only place I could get my van up. I hope I'm not bothering the volleyball people, because, I mean, I think it's a good symbiotic.
Can you explain what you're talking about? What do you mean, get the van by where the mic is? What do you mean?
I have a mic van. I have a mic where that utilizes a van setup. So I have solar panels and a lithium iron phosphate battery, so I just hook up everything to the battery and the solar panels, and then I just do a mic there. But I also find like a little plug that I can plug into, so I use that whenever I can. But I should do it this week if it's not raining. But yeah, I put up the van there, and then it's like, oh look, the volleyball people are right there. And then it's like, you know, some of them are wearing those panties, some of them are wearing thongs.
Whoa. Why but, my pants are bunching
usually
up.
Like the comics are the hottest girls there, in my opinion.
Oh, because you like their brains, you like their danger.
I like their personalities. No, just kidding.
So I love the Zilker Park mic, and I kept intending to go to it. And as I'm putting my shoes on, I see on Facebook cancel. So I'm not trying to disparage the character of Hans Kim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I just live in his world. But 3 or 4 or 5, was that all rain? Did you get unlucky with rain
every
time?
Some of it was rain. One of it was I was on the river at Kiko's property and I didn't want to go. Another one was I had a show. If I have shows and I cancel it, it's like a mic that isn't very consistent. But when it's on, it's on. Sometimes it's on. Like, it'll be this week, unless it's raining.
Yeah. I'm gonna...
I have a show.
Okay. Yeah, but it's great. So if you can be on Hans Kim's Instagram, that's how you sign up. I'm not on Instagram, so, you know, one of these younger kids had to, like, tell me about, you know what I mean?
You just have to show up, and then I put your name in an internet randomizer.
Oh, nice. So you keep it scientifically fair.
Yeah. I love fairness.
Have you ever been douched by somebody that didn't give you a fair situation?
You know
what I mean? Do you have beefs? I mean, I don't want you to say names, but I don't want you to say names.
I hate it when there's an open mic where there's like a free-for-all and you got to sign up on time and the host doesn't ensure fairness and then whoever gets the pen first signs up first. That happens a lot.
Like who? Don't name names, but...
Like Mike's at the Creek. It's just chaos.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, like Mike's where, like, they make you show up 2 hours early to get a spot. It's like, what is the point? Just have it random, and then we can show up on time. Like, stop making us show up so early just to get a good spot.
Right.
Creates a nuclear arms race if we can waste more time.
You don't like waiting to go up at a mic forever and ever.
No.
Yeah, yeah, you like to know when you get to go up.
Yeah, it should be a lottery.
Yeah.
That way you waste less time.
You had a one reason why one of your Zilker mics possibly was canceled was you wrote this May 28, 2021 at 4:21 a.m. You wrote, the van I live in was hit by a driver who left his car at the scene and fled on foot. He hit both the driver's side wheels that caused $3,000 worth of damage and $500 in towing fees. He did not have insurance, and I only have liability insurance. Any help would be much appreciated. How'd that GoFundMe go?
It went great.
I saw that.
I got $2,400.
It seems like you wanted three. Was 24 enough? Were you able to?
No, I actually ended up costing $3,800 plus $500, so $4,300. But it's enough. I can cover the rest.
Okay.
But ideally, I would sue this guy and get the rest of the money back.
So he fled his car. Did that car have insurance for anything?
Nope.
So it was a ghost car he was driving?
It was just a car that he didn't pay insurance for.
Mm-hmm.
So I
did it have a license plate?
Yeah. So I have his name, Dalton Ashby Flowers. I have his address, 1825.
Whoa.
But, I'm going to sue him. I just got to get my ass down to the courtroom and get my ass in gear and just start, you know, doing the whole process, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's like an arduous process, and I wish we had a more efficient legal system.
Oh, so you're finding out about American bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So what...
Making a murderer.
Did you have a... What? What's his address again? Did you... did you... So you know the guy. Did you research what the next steps are? Meaning, like, you have to show up to the courthouse, fill out a criminal or civil complaint, pay $35 court fee, name and address and all that, and then he'll get a summons, and then if he doesn't answer the summons, then there's a warrant, and then there's a trial, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you tow the car, or you... Was the car worth anything, his car, or was it trashed?
No, that was... Someone else took it, and they won't let me have access to it. I don't think I get his car, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean... I have to do all that stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get whatever I need. Have everyone do their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it should just be automatic.
I was sort of envious of your lifestyle, your low overhead, you're about efficiency, pragmatism, you know, you're living that van life. I wonder, do you have a gym membership to take showers?
No, I try to avoid getting one. It's sort of like a personal project of mine, but in New York, I lived in a van for 3 years in New York, and I would go to gyms and get a one-week trial membership, and since it's New York, all the gyms are, like, right there,
mm-hmm.
So I just go to each one, do a week in each one, and I never had to pay for at least 3 years.
That is very crafty.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing here? The same thing?
No. Here I've just been staying with my friend.
Okay.
So friends are great.
Yeah. I have my house is like a flop house. We always have people coming in and out from, you've met my friend from New Jersey, and then I had friends from New Orleans just come through. So, So you used to, can we talk about van life? You started van life in New York outside the Creek in the Cave in Long Island. Is that right?
Long Island City.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Queens.
Queens, okay.
Yeah.
So, can you tell... So, was that where you started the van life project? Or was there another city you lived in? Like, where have you been?
Yeah, it was in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I started comedy 5 years in Seattle, then 3 years in New York City. And then I started living in a van in New York then. I did it in Sunset Park. Worked on it. Had my car towed. Paid, a lot to get it back. And just built out a little minivan. And then later I upgraded to a Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
And lived right outside the creek in the cave. It was beautiful. Yeah, because they had 3 mics there every day, so I could do so many mics every day. and now they moved here, and I happen to be here too, so it's a great coincidence.
Do you want to say what your neighborhood is, or...
In New York?
No, no, here. Like also, where did I you live? Stop in any other cities and live for a little bit on the way? Did Definitely. You go right from New York here? And where'd you stop on the way?
I went from New York to Miami, and I stopped in, like, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Charlotte, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Orlando, Miami. Then the pandemic hit, so then I went all the way to Seattle. So I passed, like, Missouri, Kentucky, you know, all that, Georgia, you know, I passed through all that shit. And then from Seattle, I quarantined, and then I went to L.A. in, like, November, October. And I hit Portland, San Francisco, Sacramento. I didn't hit Sacramento.
Are you fluffing your dates a little bit by adding Sacramento, but you weren't really... I'm just joking.
I just know that I did a lot in
How long
California,
did this take
so
you? How long were you just on the road?
Well, from New York to Miami was about a month. And then from Miami to Seattle was about a month or a month and a half. Probably a month. And then from Seattle to L.A. was like a week. And from L.A. to, where was it? Yuma, Arizona. Well, I stopped in Joshua Tree. I camped for like 3 months. Then Yuma in January, 2 months. And then I camped out in New Mexico. I camped out in Texas. And then I came here. I went to Carlsbad Cavern, camped near there. And then Guadalupe Mountain. And that took like... I guess 4 months to get from LA to here.
What do you have? Any dangerous situations you ran into? Any memorable?
My battery died, and I had to get a jump from this couple, and it was in the middle of nowhere. It was crazy, but I got a jump eventually. I filled my tank with ethanol instead of diesel, and the car died in the middle of the road. And I got it. I sputtered it over to a mechanic.
Sorry, I know that guy. Then, Mr. Dos Santos from Brazil. People are what? Yeah.
Rogelim.
Any, yeah, dangerous experience, but like, I mean, like crime wise or any dodgy areas? Any, what was the best mic you did on the road? Were you doing comedy the whole time?
I mean, I wasn't doing too much comedy. I did some in Glendale or whatever, Arizona, somewhere down there.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, not too many dangerous people. I was in the woods. I saw kit foxes. I didn't see any predators. Yeah, I mean, the most dangerous thing was the elements and just like the van troubles and getting my car stuck in the sand all the time, digging it out. It's crazy.
Did you go to different gym? Like, how did you shower? I guess I'm just obsessed with this question because I'm, like, a very clean person.
Yeah.
If I, like, you know, play frisbee golf, I'll shower and then shower out. You know what I mean? Like, wow. I'll take, like, two a day. I love showers. Like, what are you doing for that?
I'm really not showering. I try not to shower. I think it's luxury. It's a cumbersome luxury.
You are just everything efficiency.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I had to, I could wipe down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I got pretty dirty. I had, like, a solar shower.
Oh, okay.
If I got too dirty, I would just, like, give myself a little wipe down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really think showering is too necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people really enjoy showering, and that's, like, a big thing is they need to shower a lot.
I think for me, it just kind of, like, like, if I'm tired, then I get out the shower, I put fresh clothes on, then I'm like, all right, let's go. You know what I mean? It's, like, a little, like, break, like...
It's like a flotation. It's like, what's that thing Joe Rogan does, the isolation tanks?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It's just, like, sort of meditative and symbolic.
I think it's more like, for me, in my head, like, you know... If I had, like, sweatpants on and I'm doing laundry around the house and doing emails around the house, then I shower, I put clothes on, then I go work, or then I go... It's like, this is this part of the day, and now the next part of the day is this part, so let me freshen up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
It's a DVD chapter marker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it feels great, you know?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Warmth. Like, a lot of times if you don't shower, you're like, your feet are cold all day, and they never feel warmth.
Mm-hmm.
but not here in Texas.
So, in Austin, is this the most that you've done comedy, or how long have you been taking it really serious?
I've done it 8 years, 5 years in Seattle, 3 years in New York, and then here I've done
it. So 2013 is when you started?
3 months. Yeah, something like that, 2014 maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, here I've only done it 4 months, and it's great. It's like a bunch of mics, obviously not as many as New York, but still a lot. And I'm getting on more shows here than I did in New York. New York, they didn't like me at all. But here, like, yeah, people are different. They're more open and receptive. And, yeah, so it's good to be in a city like this where people are actually, like, looking for people to book instead of just, like, booking their friends or whatever.
So you felt like you were, like, outside the Click network in New York, and, like, here it's like you found a different, like, a restart.
Yeah.
In a positive. Cool.
Yeah, it's not really a comedy scene. It's more like a financial institution.
What do you mean?
New York. Like, it's not really about... It's not
right,
like
right.
a community. It's more like a bunch of independent people and, like, this huge hodgepodge. There's, like, scenes within the scene in New York. So it's, like, it doesn't matter if you're good here, like, another place, and, like, it's, like...
There's no transfer credits.
Yeah.
Like, hey, these guys know me. No. Yeah, but you're with those guys.
You have to prove yourself again.
Yeah, you got to talk to Paulie Walnuts if you want to get to this place.
Yeah, the New York accent.
So, in a brilliant political move by Tony Hinchcliffe...
Would you be willing to be the new regular here on Kill Tony?
Yes, a thousand times.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Wow. Hell yeah. Very, very exciting. What a brilliant political move on my part. We need more Asian comedians.
You know, I don't know if you heard this. He was catching a little heat with the Asian community after, what happened?
Peng Dang,
right? So he said something, and then Peng Dang just took that clip, right?
How about one more time for the filthy little fucking chink that was just up here? While all you fucking race traitors are hooping and hollering, I'm back there watching you puking in a fucking bucket. Oh, we make it a gunpowder. Oh, you want extra soy sauce. Oh, you borrow money from us. And you guys just eating it up, you fucking pussy.
And then you came through, Kill Tony. And am I wrong about this? Did you sing the Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, I did.
For?
On the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
To start it off the night he came back from being canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Present someone to do something special here on Memorial Day in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Hans Kim, everyone. Here he comes. Hans Kim.
Oh, say can you see? Early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
He asked me to do it, and I did it, and it was so fun. I had a blast.
Did you feel like, was that performance art of healing racial divides?
I hope so. That's how I try to do it. I really try to show my love for the country through the song.
Did you feel in any way like you were being, I don't know, race traded, or did you get any negative?
I hope so, because I wish that the Asian people would get like the stick out of their ass and sort of relax. Like,
uh-huh. Did you get any blowback on the internet for?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man. Look, and like, what better way to heal with you know, tensions between Kill Tony and Asians than a guy like Hans Kim, who's actually a super funny guy, a super nice guy, super dedicated guy. It's like, how long, you know, he's up for a shot.
One of the good ones.
Yeah. You're doing Highway Diary. But we've been friends for a minute, and I saw, I don't know, seeing you rise makes me proud, so, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of, okay, let me, you and Riley Gilmore, who, a buddy of mine, I like Riley Gilmore, you, did you get your first kiss on the street, on 6th Street, filming?
Hello, welcome to 6th Street, how have you been tonight?
Oh, no,
we're so good!
And Dolly, you're a twin.
We're twins!
Who's born first? By how much?
1 minute!
1 minute?
Congratulations, how do you feel about this victory?
I feel very good, very good.
Would anyone like to make out with me?
No.
Sure, I'll do it. One kiss, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah. COVID shot, right?
What COVID shot do you have?
Nothing.
That's it.
I already had.
I got a kiss.
Was that your first kiss or like
32.
What number?
What number was that? Not my first kiss.
Well, I don't know. You had a happy dance afterward. You seemed very gleeful.
It's a very gleeful experience.
You seemed elated.
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of playing it up for the camera, but
okay.
It is like a good thing because like dudes, people don't have too much sexual interaction. So I feel like any time we could get it, it's good.
Yeah.
So I was just making a statement on the the sexual frustration of our generation.
I think. Oh yeah, it was performance art.
Yeah.
That was the boner in your jeans was a performance
like,
boner.
If we could do more of this, the world might be a better place. Unfortunately, some people are too scared to have sex.
In my van.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Have you had a lot of action in the van?
Not a lot. I got a couple actions, couple action mates.
Do you want to brag about it in a feat of toxic masculinity?
I mean, there's this other lady who lives in a van, and we sort of like parked next to each other, and she slept over, and sometimes she would let me put it inside the vagina.
That's nice of her.
Very often. She was like very stingy. She was very careful with it.
Oh.
And usually it was just like more just talking. We're just hanging out. Yeah, I mean, I think that's how she wanted to keep it. But yeah, I mean, obviously sex is awesome and I wish I had more of it. And, you know, there was some fingering going on. A lot of fingering. Like it was very, she was very more interested in the fingering.
Okay.
Sex was like too much, I guess.
But right, right.
Maybe I could have, you know, maneuvered in a way to get more of it, but I don't know. That's fine. I don't know. Yeah. So it's like a sexual relationship, but it was very, you know, whatever. It was very you know, like I did have sex with her, but I don't feel like I got to have sex with her whenever, as much as I wanted. I don't think it was.
I wonder if that ever happens in like relationships.
All the time.
Yeah. So were you guys boyfriend, girlfriend? Were you dating? Or it was just like sometimes I would be over and then she'd be like, alright, put it in.
We're hanging out. It's like whenever we're hanging out. It's like a friend that you happen to fuck. But like whenever we got a chance, we hung out. But it wasn't like a boyfriend, girlfriend thing.
Right, right. Are you, do you sabotage your relationships? Do you sabotage yourself?
Yeah.
What are your demons, Hans Kim?
I can't date very pretty ladies, so I end up with women that I don't find very attractive. That I then lie to, that I want to be in something deeper with them just so I could be with them. So that's sort of my demons.
Are you like hyper pragmatic? Like, do you like schedule all your appointments with girls or
no? I'm more loosey-goosey, go with the flow, good vibes.
Did you like, have you got better at talking to girls doing that show with Riley on the street, you know, filming, like, interview style like that?
I got good at talking to drunk girls.
Uh-huh.
But not, like, actual human beings, just the monsters on Sixth Street.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think that that helped me that much. But we should do it more. We stopped doing it, but we should get back at it.
Yeah. Was there, you know, did you get any girls from that? Because it seemed like it was getting, it got pretty flirtatious, that show. And I have some clips.
No, I don't have any. I didn't get any numbers, unfortunately. I got an Instagram. The girl that I kissed, I know her. I messaged her a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
You were knighted on Kill Tony, and Alex Jones was there, you know, to knight you, and he was drunk on whiskey, and he was screaming, you know what I mean? Can you describe what that night was like for you when they offered you to be a regular?
I knew I was going up. He guaranteed me a spot, so I showed up, waited with everyone, and then when he called me up, I walked up. And I did, like, the set. I was like, here's the joke, here's the second one, here's the third one. And then Tony was like, so you live here, right? And then I was like, oh, shit, he wants to know if I live here. He's building up to something. And I was like, oh, this is probably the regular spot. So I was like, I thought I had it right then. And then it turns out I did. And then it was just like, I didn't even get to say that much that day. I was just, like, saying thank you and yes. And then it was over, and then I walked back into the pen of all the comedians, and they were all so excited for me, and I jumped into the pit, and we were all jumping up and down and yelling, and they were all so excited for me, and it was, like, one of the best experiences of comedy, because, like, you do it with these other people all the time who you have a contentious relationship with, but then when something good happens, you know that they got your back, and that was just, like, a great manifestation of that. It was really cool.
Nice.
I do have small eyes, but I have a long face, so when I'm meeting a girl out, I can still make eye contact. Please at me. We can still connect, ladies and men. But yeah, I love the ladies. I think they got the best genitals in the human race. I don't think I could ever fuck a dude. I've never looked at a woman and been like, is there a version of her that's bigger and hairier and has less kindness? Put that in my butthole. Straight as fuck. Please believe me. My dad doesn't.
I've known you for a while. I think the first Wild West Wednesday, you went before me on Dean's mic at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah.
And I think you did so well, and then I, like, didn't do well, because, like, you made me scared. So, you know, I knew then, I was like, oh, there's something with this Hans Kim guy. I gotta watch out for this cocksucker.
I was probably just doing my old material.
whatever works. I don't want to embarrass you too much, but I'm just gonna flip my notebook over. I haven't let you see any of my questions, but one of the questions is a photograph.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna show you a photograph now, okay?
Okay.
Now, what does this bring to your mind here when I show you this photograph?
It's a beautiful game of Catan going on.
Okay, so what is that?
Catan is a strategy board game, like Monopoly, but better. And we just play it every night we can, and it's just a great time.
Mm-hmm. And what is it? Is it like Dungeons & Dragons? Is it like Risk? Are you taking over the board?
It's like Risk.
What? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Risk and Monopoly. It's like you collect resources and buy things, and the more things you buy, the more points you get, and the more points you get, then you win if you get 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's great strategy, and it's like you talk to each other during it, so that's fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a community social game.
Does that, is it, you know, I guess, how do I want to say this? You're very, like, analytical. You're very, like, I have these resources. I'm going to do this to optimize this.
Yeah.
I'm going to wipe down with a cloth if I have to. Showering is too much of a luxury. I won't do that. Like, you're, like, hyper, like, resource conscious. And it's, like, does life and that game, are there parallels? Do you, like, learn things about,
Yeah.
What you're doing with yourself.
It's like all about like resource management in the beginning and like spending the right amount of stuff. And yeah, it's like something that I would like because I'm more autistic and more analytical than most people. But anyone can do it. Like, it's fun just because it's chance. And, you know, it's like mostly about friendship and stuff.
Are you... You just mentioned the word autistic. Have you been diagnosed then?
No, it's just like a colloquial autism.
Okay. Yeah. It's just a, you're kind of a nerd for board games type of autism.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not like super social or whatever. So, you know, like not a jock.
Mm-hmm.
More of a nerd. But that's the catch-all term for it, I guess. Like, you're talking to a nerd of autism.
Well, I'm glad, you know, we've had this on the books for a while. I'm glad to, I'm happy to see you. I'm glad you kept it. I'm glad you agreed to do my silly dog and pony show, you know.
Thank you for having me.
I'm not done with you. I want to say, what was, a couple of questions. I think we talked about the best night of stand-up, but was there ever, and we talked about your car getting hit by the, you know, but was there like a worst night of comedy where you had a big opportunity and you felt like you bombed and then you're like the next day you're like, I fucking suck, I fucking hate myself.
Yeah.
Did you, what was the worst one of those you've had and how'd you get through?
The worst one, I don't remember that. I mean, I had a bad set of the Lucky Duck yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's depressing, you know. Worst set I've had. Oh, there was this one time I was trying to date this girl and she was sitting in the audience and then I didn't have a good set and then she didn't text me back. So that was pretty bad. I mean, it was like a country bar and like, I don't know. I guess I was feeling a little weird or a little quiet or a little like weirded out because our relationship was in a weird place and maybe I took that energy on stage and then she was like, oh, that's the energy this guy has for our relationship, maybe he's not good.
I know what you mean though.
Yeah.
But if things are going awkward and it's like, I don't know, does this girl like, but it's like if you walk in with a hot girl, she's been totally your girlfriend for 6 months, S in your D every night, you have a totally different energy than a second date with a girl you're trying to impress.
Yeah, and then she doesn't trust me. Yeah, she's like, who is this guy? And like, who am I?
Right.
Am I a creep? Maybe I'm a creep. I hope I'm not a creep. And then if I take that energy on stage, maybe it's not that good. Maybe I have to like pretend to be more confident than I actually am.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, that was pretty bad. But I don't really remember my bad bombs. I just like, whatever, who gives a shit.
You block them out.
I'm just like, I don't give enough respect to this art form to remember my bad sets.
Well, I'm out of questions. That's all I wanted to talk to you about. I think we hit it.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for doing this. We got to take a selfie. I also want you to like kind of check in with everybody and get the list going and stuff like that. I don't want to hold you too long.
Oh, no,
hey,
problem.
We're at the Kimchi.
Yeah, Romo Room. Thursdays at 11:30. Check it out.
How can people find you on the social networks, Hans Kim?
DJ Hans Kim, Instagram, Twitter, Hans Kim Comedy, other places.
You got any shows to plug?
Probably the Kill Tony every Monday and Death Squad every Thursday. So that's, I don't know what else. But yeah, Kimchi and Zilker Park on Saturday.
And what part of Zilker Park? Just aim for the volleyball
courts.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, he gets a ringing endorsement from me. This is Highway Diary episode 307 with my guest Hans Kim.
Thank you so much, Eric.
All right. Hey, thanks, buddy.
For the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming, and the rock is red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh,